Chapter 14. Behold, the day cometh for Jehovah, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. And I will assemble all the nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the rest of the people shall not be cut off from the city. And Jehovah will go forth and fight with those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem toward the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee by the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Ye shall even flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah. And Jehovah my God shall come, and all the holy ones with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall not be light. The shining shall be obscured, and it shall be one day which is known to Jehovah, not day and not night. And it shall come to pass at eventide it shall be light. And it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the Hinder Sea. In summer and in winter shall it be, and Jehovah shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Jehovah, and his name one. All the land from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, shall be turned as the Arabah, and Jerusalem shall be lifted up, and shall dwell in her own place, from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel unto the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite all the peoples that have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from Jehovah shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbour, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbour. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and garments in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and of all the beasts that shall be in those camps, as this plague. And it shall come to pass that all that are left of the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, and to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever goeth not up of the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, Jehovah of hosts, upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, neither shall it be upon them. There shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite the nations that go not up to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that go not up to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses, Holiness unto Jehovah! And the pots in Jehovah's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. And every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto Jehovah of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seethe therein. And in that day there shall be no more a Canaanite in the house of Jehovah of hosts.